I want to talk about Big Randy's game for a minute. You know the little bump shots he hits from just off the green? That hybrid might seem like an obvious idea now. Who wouldn't want the best parts of a long iron and a fairway wood mixed together? But before the first hybrid clubs went on the market 20 years ago, somebody had to invent that. And that's what Cooper has done with its new Discoverer Rugged Trek truck tire. Combining the improved grip and aggressive look of an off-road tire with a smooth, quiet ride of a road tire. The Rugged Trek is a hybrid that gives you the best of both worlds. It's an invention so good that in another 20 years, it'll just seem so obvious. All Cooper tires are backed by a limited warranty, a 45-day test drive warranty, and select products are backed by tread wear mileage warranty, helping to give you confidence on the road. For complete product and warranty details, please visit www.coopertires.com or www.coopertires.ca. And remember, go with the Coopers.
Folks, welcome back to the Crash Course Podcast. Solly here. This episode is from our trip to Scotland, July of 2018, talking about Ely. You would have heard this audio if you listened to the No Laying Up podcast when we debriefed the entire trip, but we are repurposing this little 10-minute or so, 11-minute clip, talking strictly about Ely here on the Crash Course Podcast. Enjoy.
The four of us got back together for an afternoon round at Ely, which is another course that... I prefer Ely over Crail, I think. I don't know if you feel the same way, Tron.
I prefer Ely over just about any course I've ever played.
But again, it is let's hear about your guys' experience with Ely. First, I want to hear from the man across the table from me about what he was told at the pro shop when he went to check in.
Right. So after gallivanting around with the ladies in the morning, I thought it would be good. Yeah.
Real quick, though, we also went around town. St. Andrews, the town.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple things I love in life. One is seeing college campuses, and two is exploring new towns. And so I would be happy going to St. Andrews and, like, not golfing for a couple days. Just
for sure.
Going around town, different pubs, restaurants, seeing the sights. So we had a lovely day. I think we undersold how lovely of a day we had.
It was great. Yeah. Lovely is the word to say it. And so we popped back into the David O. Russell Apartments, and I was like, you know, we're getting some unseasonably warm weather. I'm going to pop some shorts on. Showed up to Ely. They were not a fan of seeing my calves, apparently. And I had kind of normal...
Mr. Steal Your Girl rolling up. That's what they were worried about.
had normal just kind of ankle socks on that was not within the guidelines of club policy. They're like, we regret to inform you that you're going to need to purchase some knee-high length socks. Luckily for me, they had some available for purchase, which I think were like...
Four options.
Yeah, there was like a Kansas City Royals blue, like the George Brett option. There was like a
all black.
Yeah, I don't know, that would be kind of like a shoeless Joe Jackson kind of look.
It was like a Jaguars teal.
There was an electric teal, and then there was like a radioactive yellow.
Well, and a red.
And right. A red. Bright red. Yeah, which seemed kind of a little more regal than what I would...
In picture, these aren't like mid-calf socks. These are like for like soccer players, you know? Yeah, like the big soccer socks that kind of cover your shin guards and come all the way up to like your knee.
Yeah, so luckily, you know, the honor of the game of golf was preserved because I was able to purchase some bright yellow socks, and which I think kind of was able to construe from, you know, really 5-6 fairways away just how much I respect the game.
You were a disgrace, and they put you in your place.
Yeah, you're right.
And this is all happening in this little
things were
this
happening
little pro
quickly.
Shop next to the first tee, this little starter's hut, and there's a giant periscope, like you're
submarine.
In a submarine.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was cool.
And it's like, so it's a blind first shot over this hill. Yeah, and it was, you know.
Use the periscope, obviously, yeah. To see if the group ahead is cleared. And
One more thing about the socks that I thought was cool. While I may respectfully disagree with the policy, I did think it was objectively very funny that the socks that they had available for purchase were just the brightest,
they were hideous,
grotesque socks possible.
It was a Scarlet
garish.
Letter situation.
Yeah, yeah. So I thought that was pretty funny, and I give them props for
it. It was also only enforced for men.
Right. Yeah. That's certainly true.
Which was a very sexist policy.
That's certainly what
I think. I think a lot's been made of, you know, I think that that's kind of a misconception about Scotland is it's, you know, there's still a couple of holdouts, you know, namely Muirfield, where like, you know, they don't have women members, but as evidenced by the Ladies Putting Society and this sexist policy at Ely, you know,
when are men in Scotland going to catch a break in golf?
Yeah,
that's the question.
You know, perhaps we've swung too far to the other end of the pendulum.
I think we got maybe the summer night in Scotland. The course was almost entirely to ourselves. This was the World Cup. The England Croatia match was the night we were out there. We were informed in the clubhouse about this pub that's located just off the fourth tee and just off the 17th green, called the 19th hole, and somewhat of a tradition that you just after three holes or after 17 holes you roll into this pub and have a beer. We took that opportunity.
Yeah,
after three holes, we caught
a little of the Wimbledon.
Yeah, caught some tennis and had a pint before hitting back out to the course and had it to ourselves. But I think you guys had. I mean, I really enjoyed Ely, but you guys seem to be completely blown away by this.
So it's 16 par fours and 2 par threes.
Yeah.
Which any other time I'd say that's an absolute disgrace. I love par threes and I love par fives, but there was so much variety and the conditioning was just insane. And the run up areas and the greens. I think one of the biggest takeaways from the entire trip for me was how much of a freaking savage James Braid is or was. Yeah. Just the possibly the baddest hombre on the planet.
Yeah, cosine. Listen. Ely is my spiritual center. It's my home.
What do you mean by that?
It was. I just. And this is where it's like my limited vocabulary is. I just can't possibly do justice to the feelings of content, just being content out on a golf course. It has all the aspects that I want. It's eminently playable. It's ground game options, creativity galore. You got the beautiful little town of Ely butting up against, you know, kind of one side of the property. Well, you kind of play
both
through
sides.
A corridor,
yeah,
of the town, and then you get out by the water. There's just a huge, wonderful cliff out by the 13th green that you play towards. Probably my favorite spot in all of Scotland.
Yeah, like the stretch from 10, 11, 12, 13 was.
But it was just that. It was that late afternoon, early evening, golden light. We had the course to ourselves. We were all playing fairly well. It can't get better than that.
We're out on the fifth or sixth green, and we hear a cheer from probably
from
a mile away.
Yeah, from the
pub.
And England had scored.
Yeah, the World Cup game was going on, so we had the entire golf course to ourselves.
You got Hadrian's Wall in play off the back of three, which is like this criminally underrated downhill par three, like eight kind of coming up with that little dirt road kind of buttressed up against the front left of the green.
For a course with 16 par fours, I've never played a course with more variety.
Yeah, you forget all about that. You don't.
It's
you
not
don't even
a,
notice it.
It's not even a consideration.
Yeah. Like 10 is a short four where it's like up and up this hill and then down.
10 was.
I hit driver. I just like chipped a little driver down the hill. I convinced DJ, who was like further down the hill, to hit his chip shot back up the hill to try to get a run. I still believe that was the right play too, DJ.
Yeah, it wasn't, but
it was that firm and fast though.
Yeah, yeah. Like I convinced him to play 40 yards back uphill to get the slope to run it down to the green.
Listen, I'd rather make five that way than make a unmemorable four.
Yeah.
I don't remember what you guys made on that hole, but I remember why I made five.
And the views, you know, across the Firth of Forth. You got some wind farms in the background on the hills. That was more DJ and Randy's.
Oh yeah, vibe. A lot of renewable.
There was an oil rig out in the middle. That was more my vibe.
Tron had a drill baby drill shirt on.
But you can see across to Berwick and all that across the way. I mean, I think probably 10, 11, 12, 13. You said 13 had Buck Club vibes to it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
13 was, God, it was good.
Dog leg left around the water there.
And the green was kind of redan-y.
Plateau, redan-ish style green. It was gross.
It was disgusting.
You were disgusted. I think by about 14, you just kind of laid down.
I just couldn't handle it. It's as good as it gets for me.
So one thing, Randy, I think, Randy, you took a push cart almost every round?
Yeah.
Or a trolley, I should say.
I took a caddy at the Oak Course, and then I walked a few with my dog set, which we'll get into.
Your canine in set.
Yeah.
But the trolley situation.
The trolley situation, you got to give – they're available everywhere, which is great. I think that's the most important. But they're not the best trolleys, by and large. Castle Stewart, the newest course over there that we played, the most recently built course, had the best trolleys. And then Dornick had good trolleys as well. But there were some bad trolleys, too. Ely didn't have the best trolley.
They're trying to get you to do it. They have, electric ones there, too. I think they're trying to get you to up. They're trying to upsell you.
Yeah. Version. I'm not trying to get into an electric one. Yeah. Not yet.
You don't want a runaway cart situation on you. So yeah, Ely was a so I'd played Ely before in very different conditions, and it was this. I mean, like the whole rest of the trip, this was the conditions just contributed so much to the experience, and that's the way the course is designed to be played, meant to be played, and with those conditions, it was a fantastic experience, so much fun, all the way from tee to green, and kind of fits that mold in the course that is not one of the top knowns. I mean, a lot of people that have traveled to Scotland have played there and are aware of this course, but it's definitely one that needs to be on your radar if you want to get out of St. Andrews to play, and if you want to, you know, want some variety as compared to King's Barnes and the Castle Course and Carnoustie and any of the other courses there. Ely and Crail are the ones that, and we didn't get to play London Links, which we've heard great things about. Poosh Daddy had great things to say about. That's one that we need to get back
London
to at some
Links,
point.
Levin.
The new course is fantastic. Yeah. It's one of my favorite courses in Scotland.
I think of the ones that we played, I think, you know, if Bagtag Barry's looking to get out for one round amongst the people, I think it's probably Ely, right?
Yeah. That's the best suggestion.
You got to.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ely was probably probably two or three most enjoyable rounds of golf I've ever played.
I completely agree with you.